The Scarecrow listened carefully and said,
I cannot understand why you should wish to leave this beautiful country and go back to the dry, gray place you call Kansas.
That is because you have no brains,
answered the girl.
No matter how dreary and gray our homes are, we people of flesh and blood would rather live there than in any other country, be it ever so beautiful. There is no place like home.
The Scarecrow sighed.
Of course I cannot understand it,
he said.
If your heads were stuffed with straw like mine, you would probably all live in the beautiful places, and then Kansas would have no people at all. It is fortunate for Kansas that you have brains.
Won't you tell me a story while we are resting?
Asked the girl. The Scarecrow looked at her reproachfully and answered,
My life has been so short that I really know nothing whatever. I was only made day before yesterday. What happened in the world before that time is all unknown to me. Luckily, when the farmer made my head, one of the first things he did was to paint my ears, so that I heard what was going on. There was another munchkin with him, and the first thing I heard was the farmer saying, How do you like those ears? They aren't straight, answered the other. Never mind, said the farmer. They are ears just the same. Which was true enough. Now I'll make the eyes, said the farmer. So he painted my right eye, and as soon as it was finished, I found myself looking at him and at everything around me with a great deal of curiosity, for this was my first glimpse of the world. That's a rather pretty eye, remarked the munchkin who was watching the farmer. Blue paint is just the color for eyes. I think I'll make the other a little bigger, said the farmer.